will be jumping up on the Skagway side. And tip up, tip again, pulled down by Cake. Ashenfelter with the ball. She gets it down low to Benham. Back over to Ashenfelter, no good. Back over to Benham. Benham working down low, has a nice, easy 6-foot turnaround jumper for two. And the scoring has started for Cake, 2-0. Now the score for Skagway on the right-hand side of the court, and where Skagway will be going left to right across your radio today. The ball goes over to Madison Cox. Madison Cox gets it over to Jensen. Jensen puts up a shot, no good. Ball gets back over to Cox, over to Whitehead. Whitehead's cross-court pass, no good, over to Jensen. In fact, it goes out of bounds. Cake ball now. 7 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Ashenfelter with the ball. She's up at the top of the key, gets it over on the side to Kadake. Kadake's shot, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Davis. Davis gets it back out to Ashenfelter. Down to Kadake. Her shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jensen. Jensen looking to attack that Cake defense. Cake has come out in what looks like a 3-2 sort of zone. A lot of movement on their zone. And Skagway's working the ball over to the left-hand side. Whitehead feeds it to Al Weber at the free throw line. Back outside to Cox. Down to Jensen. She tries to work it in low to Weber. Unable to connect the pass. And a breakout now by Cake. The layup missed by Davis. And Cake comes back down with a basketball. Ashenfelter over to Davis. Back to Ashenfelter for three. Her shot no good. But the box out ineffective by Skagway. And Cake able to corral the rebound over the top of a Skagway player. Some would call that over the back. Not here. Instead, we call it 4-0 Cake over Skagway. 6:10 left to go in the first quarter. Whitehead with the ball now on the left-hand side. Gets it up top to Cox. Cox looking to get it over on the right-hand side to Jensen. Jensen, oh, has her pocket picked clean by Ashenfelter. He was going to drive the length of the court and try to dish off to Davis, but the pass knocked out of bounds by a Skagway player. Way to get back on D. Skagway. Great hustle by the Skagway squad. And ball comes quickly in to Benham. Benham shot missed. Whitehead pulls down the rebound for Skagway. Tries to get it over to her point guard, Jensen, and does. So Jensen has the ball now, working it up into the forecourt with the right-hand dribble. Passes down low to Cox. Cox's quick shot blocked out of bounds by Ashenfelter. It will be Skagway ball underneath the Cake Thunderbirds basket. Al Weber to inbound the ball now, gets it to Selmer. Selmer's shot is affected by a shove to the side, and she will go to the line shooting two, fouling the jump scooter, something no coach wants to see. And it was Ashenfelter with the foul. 5:36 left to go. 4-0 is the score right now, with Selmer at the line shooting two. First shot up, no good. Kiara Selmer tees up her second shot after five or six quick dribbles. Second end of the two shots, no good. And rebound comes down to Cake. Cake trying to push the action and just throws it away right into the teeth of the Skagway defense. And Cox has the ball now, bringing it up over the half-court line. Gets it over into the top of the free throw area to Jensen. Jensen tries to go back to Cox, telegraphed her pass, and Benham stuck right in the middle of that, picked off the play. Picked off the pass, that is, brought the ball down the length of the court, tried a one-handed runner, a little bit off balance, and the ball goes out of bounds harmlessly. Timeout now called by the Cake Thunderbirds head coach. Lloyd Davis is his name. Lloyd Davis going to talk to his players, try and get them under control here early on in the game. Skagway looking pretty tough. Just 4-0 now with 5:23 left to play in the first quarter. Skagway, if you get them a little bit of confidence, they could go and do a lot of damage on you, especially on the glass. That's something head coach Jess Calise preaches. Practice, game, every time she gets a chance to talk about it, she talks about rebounding, boxing out, attacking the glass. Will be Cake ball underneath the Skagway basket with 5:23 left to play here in the first quarter. Talia Davis to inbound the ball. Gets it out to Kadake. Kadake back down to Davis. Over to Kadake. Kadake drives down the baseline. passes lengthways over to Benham. Benham with an 18-foot jump shot off the baseline is good. 6-0 now the score. Thunderbirds over Panthers. Jensen works the ball into the forecourt, gets it over to Whitehead on the left-hand side, works it down to the baseline to Selmer. Selmer's shot too long, no good. Rebound by Cake. Cake pushing the ball up into the forecourt now. And a hard pass coming from Ashenfelter to Davis. Too hard. Ashenfelter now gets the ball back, takes a jump shot, no good, but great rebounding position by Jacqueline Benham. She just boxed her player out perfectly, got the rebound, laid it back in. 8-0 now. Cake over Skagway with 4:34 left to go in the first quarter. Cox has the ball on the right-hand side. Gets it down to Al Weber. Baseline now to Selmer. Selmer wants to get it back out top. Back out top it goes to Cox. Cox looking to pass the ball and gets it over to Selmer. Selmer's got a little bit of a step. Puts up a shot, blocked. And there is a scrum for the ball. Pulled away by Jacqueline Benham, who tries to bring it up the court. Stops and gets it over to Kadake, whose shot misses. And who's there for the rebound? Benham. Benham there for the rebound, and she puts it back in. 10-0 now. Cake over Skagway. Jensen has the ball for Skagway. Gets it on the left-hand side. Elbow extended to Whitehead. Gets it down on the baseline to Selmer. Wants to pass it back out to Whitehead. She's looking into the interior. Gets it over to Cox instead on the outside. Back over to Jensen on the right. Jensen's going to reset. Jensen down in the corner to Selmer. Oh, an open. Kiara Selmer unable to control the pass. It was just a little bit too tall for her. And the pass goes out of bounds. Checking into the game. Now for Skagway. Dana and Tiluk.
Go work it, T-Bird. Move that ball.
And Ashenfelter gets the ball. Passes over to Davis. Davis' shot, no good. And the ball falls out of bounds. It was touched by a Skagway player. It hit a Skagway foot on the way out of bounds. And the ball will remain Cake basketball. 3:27, 10-0. 3:27 left to go in the quarter. 10-0. Cake up over Skagway. Ashenfelter with the ball. Gets it down low quickly to Kadake. Kadake over to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter's shot, no good. Benham with a rebound. Back out top to Chandler Kadake. Chandler Kadake's shot, no good. And Benham fouled after pulling down the rebound and going up for her. Look kind of like a one-handed scoop shot underneath the hoop. Unable to connect with it because she was fouled hard on the arm. And she'll be going to the line shooting two. Jacqueline Benham at the line. Her first shot off the front of the rim, no good. Skagway down by just 10. Still in the first period, 3:07 to go. Benham's second shot from the free throw line is up and good. 11-0 now, the Thunderbirds over the Panthers. Whitehead inbounds the ball to Jensen. Jensen brings the ball up the middle of the court. Facing that 2-3 zone, and Kadake steps right in the middle of that pass. Picks off the ball, tries to dribble it up the court, is successful, gets it over into the corner, and back to Kadake. However, Madison Cox steps in, steals the ball, and she's got an open lane, and is absolutely mauled on her layup attempt. Fouled by two players, hard. Two players much bigger than her. She gets up smiling. Because she'll be going to the line shooting two for Skagway. 2:48 to go here in the first quarter of play. Madison Cox at the line for Skagway. First shot. A little short. Unable to connect on that one. No good. Second shot. After a couple of dribbles by Cox. Second shot up. Off the glass and in. Banks open late. Cake Alaska, 11-1 the score. Ashenfelter gets the ball up quickly to Kadake. Kadake gets it back to Ashenfelter, over to Kadake. Kadake for a three-point bomb off glass and good. 14-1 now, Cake over Skagway. That was Chandler Kadake with that bucket. Skagway trying to work the ball into the interior. Pass picked off by Ashenfelter. Up quickly, the pass goes to Davis. Davis to Benham. Benham's layup attempt, no good. Ashenfelter there for the rebound. Her putback, no good. There for the rebound again. And Kadake one more time from the top of the key. A three-point bomb launched off the rim, out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout is called by Jess Calise, head coach of the Skagway Panthers. Another couple of games on the docket for tomorrow, same time and same place. We'll have the tip-off right at 7:30 again, followed by the tape delay of the first game. So the first game will actually happen at 6 o'clock. It'll be the girls playing first tomorrow on KHNS. But then, actually, it's not going to be on KHNS. So first game tomorrow at 6 o'clock will be webcast at skagwayschool.org. But if you want to wait for the radio broadcast, wait till after the boys' game at 7:30, and then the girls' game will be tape delayed and broadcast directly after the boys' game tomorrow night. Very similar to what's happening here tonight. It's just flip-flopped. I think you understand probably better than I do by now. We're just about set for action to resume here at Duane Davies Gym in Cake, Alaska. Haley Jensen has the ball for Skagway. Gets it over to Cox. Cox's attempt to get it onto the interior. Unable to do it. It's picked off. Length of the court goes Ashenfelter. Lays it in for two. 16-1. Cake up over Skagway. Jensen quickly back into the forecourt. She gets it down low to Selmer. Selmer shot blocked right into her face by Benham. And the ball goes out of bounds. It looks like it's going to be called off of Kadake, and it will be Skagway basketball. But the official's going to have to travel the ways to get it because it went down the hallway and into the locker room, and it looks like the ball wants to take a shower. The ball's tired after that first game. Whitehead inbound the ball for Skagway. Gets it into Tiluk. Tiluk not looking at the basket. Looking at Selmer. Gets it to Selmer. Selmer shot blocked. Fight for the loose ball. Jensen looks like she was able to get possession of the ball, and no, she was able to get possession of the ball and was fouled in the process. It's going to be Skagway's ball on the baseline. Whitehead will inbound the ball for Skagway. Looking for somebody that's open. Ball bounces off of a Skagway player's hands. Picked up by Cake. Length of the floor. Kadake takes the layup opportunity. Misses it. Skagway comes down with a rebound, but the outlet pass is just thrown out of bounds. And it will be Cake basketball. 16-1 to score with a minute 10 left to go here in the first period. Ashenfelter has the ball for Cake on the right-hand side. Extended. Gets it right over to Benham. Benham shot no good. Back to Ashenfelter. Her shot no good. Dane and T looking there, working on the rebound, unable to corral. It goes over to Kadake. Kadake wants to throw the three-pointer. No, passes instead to Ashenfelter, who throws up her own three-pointer and knocks it down. 18-1 the score now. Cake up over Skagway. Jensen's got the ball, gets it over in the corner on the left-hand side to Selmer. Selmer back out top to Tiluk. Tiluk gets it over to Cox. Cox working it over to Jensen. Jensen wants to go low again. Tries to get it to Selmer. Pass unable to be handled by Selmer. And looks like we've got a jump ball situation. Ball will be Skagway basketball. The arrow, possession arrow, favors Skagway. 18-1 with under 30 seconds now to play in the quarter. Selmer puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Jensen. Jensen's put back no good. And she's there, steals the ball away from the Cake player. Selmer, another jump shot, this one good. 12-footer by Selmer on the right-hand side of the basket. Knocks it down. Cake quickly works it into the middle, throws up a wild shot, and Skagway's got the ball with 3 seconds left to go. Jensen throws up a Hail Mary. No good. And the score will be 18-3. Skagway Panthers trailing the Cake squad, the number one ranked Cake Thunderbirds.